Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you very much and all those delegations who worked with you this past day or so to try and develop this text into something which could reach consensus. ICRC was not part of your consultations, so we didn't get to see exactly how this sausage was made. But I'm afraid we really share the opinion of my distinguished colleague from Turkey, who said we're not making our lives any easier with this new version. I wonder if perhaps, and it's completely understandable that in the efforts to find consensus and find a solution that's acceptable to all delegations, we've drifted a little bit far away from the original purpose of developing a working characterization, which, as we understand it, was to enable the work to continue on the other sections, that is to develop prohibitions and restrictions and other measures, knowing what it is that we are prohibiting or what you are prohibiting and restricting, etc. As it stands now, I mean, we're not going to go at this stage through the details of the text you're presenting. I echo the opinion of the distinguished representative of Panama that, and others, that there are things here that we haven't seen before. We'll have to think about those. But it's, we just wonder how useful this text, as complex and elaborate as this, would be as an aid to working on the other provisions. It seems now to be an attempt to include everything that could possibly be considered a lethal autonomous weapon system and to exclude everything that must never be considered, you know, to the sixth decimal place. And I just wonder whether that's the best approach at this point and if our work, the work of the group, would not be better served by a much simpler characterization on the understanding, of course, as you've explained all along, Mr. Chair, that this is, you know, a provisional consensus. Obviously, if we did get to negotiating an instrument, we'd come back to the definition, which would have to be worked out in great detail with all this kind of considerations you've included here. But really, a text of this complexity, will it help all of you make sensible and well-informed decisions and suggestions on the other provisions of the rolling text? So I think the ICRC would appeal to you and the group to consider, as the delegation of Panama suggested, and I think several others, that we go back to something like the version you presented on the 27th of August, which was certainly not perfect. We had a couple of problems with it. I know other delegations had problems with it. But perhaps it's just good enough. It's simple, it's clear, it's good enough to be able to move forward on the other parts of our work. And for us, that would be the purpose of a working characterization. And we could move ahead knowing that, yes, we can come back to it, we can put in exclusions, we can change the formulation and so on. But in terms of moving forward in a well-informed way where we know what we're talking about near enough, I think that would perhaps be a better approach at this point. So we put that forward for the consideration of you and the group, Mr. Chair. That said, I would just like to make a brief clarification about precision-guided munitions, since you mentioned, Mr. Chair, that you weren't sure if anyone had objected to that. We would suggest that precision-guided munitions not be excluded. This term, precision-guided munitions, it's not a term of art defined under international law. It's often used to refer to a very broad range of weapons, that is, any munition, either anti-personnel or anti-material, that is radio-controlled or electro-optical or laser, infrared or radar, satellite-guided. So in our view, other than the rudimentary forms of autonomous weapon systems such as mines, most autonomous weapons are in fact precision-guided munitions. So for the ICRC, it's the process by which autonomous weapon systems use force that raises the core concerns, when humans do not choose the specific target that triggers a strike. And so improved precision in targeting does not guarantee compliance with IHL if the use and effects of an autonomous weapon cannot be understood, predicted, or controlled. So that's just to give some background on why we would not suggest the group includes an exclusion on precision-guided munitions. And indeed, as the delegation of Israel suggested, it may be better just to delete the end of that part of the paragraph with the list of examples and just leave it open as exclusion of certain types of systems, full stop. Thank you, Mr. Chair.